And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
The Miami Heat get a great game from an unlikely source. The Blazers get a fourth quarter from someone who's done it many times, but it had been a minute. And Steph Curry keeping that MVP race convoluted. Or is he simplifying it? Huh. Makes you think. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Friday, February 12th. Number one seed in the East, the Philadelphia 76ers visiting the Portland Trail Blazers. And it was MVP candidate Joel Embiid who got his team out to a great start. Now stop me if you've heard this before. Embiid had 23 points in the first half, the most 20-point first halves in the NBA this season with 8. It was a week to the day when he had a monstrous first half against the Blazers. 25 points in a quarter against the Blazers last Thursday. And then they lost. Yeah. I'm giving away the ending. Carmelo Anthony was the story in the fourth quarter. In fact, for me, the story was actually that the Blazers have created the first gray jersey that is universally loved. But are they gray? Maybe that's why they're universally loved, because they're not gray at all. Portland needed Melo in the fourth quarter because Ben Simmons, that 6'11 frame, did a great job to take away Damian Lillard's 6'2 flow from the start. He had a rough shooting night. Is Ben Simmons 6'11? He's listed at that. I've stood beside Ben Simmons before. 6'11, that sounds tall. Look, Gary Trent had a good night for the Blazers with 5 threes, but Melo gave him the ball. He took over 17 points in the fourth quarter alone. Truly a throwback performance for a guy who will finish top 10 all time in the NBA's scoring ranks. Bankers. Hands in his face, didn't matter. Lots of threes to the head. Woo, classic Melo. It's nights like this, I think, what our friend Morgan Mitchell said. If I say Melo, I'm always thinking about Carmelo Anthony, not LaMelo Ball. How long will that last, though? How long will that last? LaMelo Ball is coming. I guess maybe it will for a while. Zoe is still Alonzo Mourning and not Lonzo Ball. And Jello is still the vessel for vodka shots and not LiAngelo Ball. IMO. Anyway, Miami-Houston. Let me give you two words. Max Strus. No, it's not a fancy dessert or chocolate. He's a player who dropped 21 for the Miami Heat. See, now it feels like a Miami Heat season. A guy seemingly out of nowhere lifting his team to a victory. And it was a unique line of work. 21 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks, and 0 turnovers. What? The last player to have a game like that was Ketino Mobley in 2007. Now, the Rockets threw up 53-point attempts, much to the chagrin of the inside the NBA crew. They weren't enjoying it. But the Rockets didn't have their best two-point threat. Their starting center, Christian Wood, he's out with an ankle injury, and Victor Oladipo, he also left this game with a foot and ankle injury. So John Wall couldn't carry the team on his own, although he got lots of help. Steven Silas has these guys working, so much so that it was a three-point game with only a minute left. And this is also why it was a very Miami Heat type game. Miami missed on their last two possessions, but they rebounded both. They won it from the free throw line. That's a Miami Heat game. Jimmy Butler grabbed one of those offensive rebounds. He had 27 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists for the triple-double. It might feel like I'm cheering on the Miami Heat this season, and that's because I am. I just want their finals appearance from last season to be real. I want basketball to be real, because if it isn't, otherwise, what do we have? Steph Curry is real. Magic, Warriors. Aside from Steph playing for Golden State, this game was not fair for Orlando. Already without their top three point guards, Markelle Fultz, Michael Carter-Williams, and the man with the magnetic smile, rookie Cole Anthony, Orlando lost Frank Mason III in the first quarter, and shooting guard Dwayne Bacon had to play point. A bacon streusel. That sounds delicious right now. Curry hit 10 threes. 10! He has done that 17 times in his career. The next highest player to do it, Klay with 5. Ridiculous. Curry had 40 points in this game. Pick your storyline for the MVP race this season. Where would his team be without him? Steph Curry, comeback from injury, Kevin Durant, best player on the best team, Joel Embiid in the East, Donovan Mitchell in the West right now. What about Nikola Jokic? Or maybe the guy who has the most MVPs of all gets it by default because there are so many competing storylines. LeBron James. That's where I'm leaning right now. The Warriors' Juan Toscano-Anderson had a great celebration in this one. He celebrated before Steph's shot went through the hole. You know, it's a classic Warriors celebration. Fantastic stuff. When Bleacher Report called Toscano-Anderson, quote, Steph's teammate in a tweet, well, Toscano-Anderson took to Twitter to make sure Bleacher Report knew his name. I love this response. Hi, I'm Steph's teammate. My name's Juan. Do you know me? Perfect time for Steph Curry to get hot. His old teammate, Kevin Durant, is coming to the Bay Saturday. ABC Nets Warriors. Asked to sum up his 3 seasons with KD, Curry said, quote, some of the best basketball the world has ever seen. And he's got me amped. I was amped for this game, Toronto-Boston, what should have been the TNT game. Yeah, I'm doing programming now. The Raptors must have felt like they got hit by a semi out of the gate, because Semi Ojeleye, he got the rare start and he hit 5 threes in the first half. That's 6'6", 240 frame. It looks like a semi's coming at you. He hit another one in the second half to give him a career high of 24 points. One career high from a role player. It's probably manageable. But then backup guard Peyton Pritchard, 14 off the bench in the first half, 6 threes overall, 20 points for him, near his career high anyways. And then he zoomed from his car after the game. Thanks to Keith Smith for that info. Why do you have to get home so fast, Peyton Pritchard? What's going on? Well, we may have our answer. Keith Smith tweeted, Semi Ojeleye and Peyton Pritchard are both getting the Zoom game tonight. We'll probably have to wait for Semi to finish his post-game lift, though. 6'6", 240, the guy works out for a long time. Peyton Pritchard said, I have Zoom on my phone. I'll take care of this. Backup guard play is key, though, for the Celtics. They may make a move for a backup guard, but Peyton Pritchard coming through. Kemba Walker in the starting role did have a good shooting night with 21. Didn't matter what Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum did with performances like that. The first pair of Celtics teammates in NBA history to each hit 6 threes in a game. Pritchard, Ojeleye. Wow. In the final game of the night, Domantas Sabonis had 26 points to snap the Pacers' 4-game losing streak. They beat the Pistons, and that's it for me. If you want more shenanigans, check out the full No Dunks episode on Friday. It's the drop with Worst of the Week. Lots of other goodies. Thanks for joining me today. I will be back on Monday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.